the early years of school are really crucial, aren't they, to develop young minds. But at a time when technology and AI are being incorporated into everything we do these days, how can it not have an impact on the classroom? Well, for one independent Catholic school in Tarragindi, there's not a piece of tech in sight.
Okay, well, I want to know more about this. Kenneth Crowther is the founding principal of St. John Henry Newman College. Kenneth, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
This is effectively a brand new school this year.
It is, yes. We've been planning for about 5 years, but we just opened the doors at the start of this year.
Okay, so how many in the school right now?
So we've got prep to three. We've got 4 year levels and we've got 46 students across those.
And this no tech sort of mantra. Tell us more about this.
Yeah, so we like to say low tech rather than no tech.
Okay.
I think it is pretty much impossible to be completely no tech these days, and that might give the impression that the teachers don't have laptops or there's no projectors in the classrooms. We do have projectors that get used from time to time.
Yeah.
But the big low tech push and the thing that the parents have been really excited about is no devices for the kids. And even though we're only P to three right now, we plan to carry that through as long as we can, as much as we can.
Yeah, because the school is expanding every year, adding a class every year. Is that how it's working?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're starting P to three, but we're going to add a year every year and grow until we're a full P to 12 school.
Okay. So why the idea to go down this path? How did it all start for you?
Yeah, I've been teaching for close to 20 years and I really saw the transition from limited tech, and then with government incentives became a one-to-one device in high school, and then slowly over time that got pushed down into primary school as well. A lot of the time what happens in schools is something that's good, we think, oh, this is good, so we should do it as early as possible, but that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah.
And we're a classical school, which is a bit of a different philosophy. I heard you before saying it's old school, and that is the perfect way to describe what we do. It's kind of a more traditional approach to education. And because we're classical, we thought really deeply about whether and what tech we would have. We also really believe that the early years of primary education in particular, but really school in general, is about training attention. We believe in reading great books, the great books of the past. And if you've ever tried to read any of them, they're pretty difficult to read.
Yeah.
And so they get read less and less and less. And one of the reasons is because our attention spans have just been impacted so negatively by a number of things, just the world that we live in, but also specifically at the moment in a big way by technology. Mm.
So, Kenneth, you've been a classroom teacher elsewhere.
Mm.
Why did you particularly want to go down this path and do that compare and contrast for us?
Yeah, I became a teacher I started around 2006, and I taught for about 5 years before I asked myself a question that you would assume would be obvious, which would be, what's the purpose of education?
Mm.
Sometimes we just do things and we don't really question why we're doing it. And when I started asking that question, I started doing a deep dive on the history of education and philosophy and came across this approach called classical education. And it brought a whole lot of meaning into what we're doing in the classroom. It's not just about preparing for work. It's actually about forming a full person. And so I did that for a long time, and I helped some of the schools that I was working at move slowly in that direction. But then this opportunity came up to start the school in Brisbane. I moved my family from Toowoomba. We all moved together. And it's just been the most life-giving, fulfilling thing that I've ever done.
And have you noticed, or had you noticed, the effect on the little ones that technology was having?
Yeah, in a big way. We actually have ended up attracting parents who are already seeing this themselves. So when we started talking about the school and started talking about low tech, all of a sudden, I mean, we had significant interest just from being a classical Catholic school, but the low tech thing really brought a lot of people on board as well. Mm. More and more parents are realizing, obviously we've got the social media ban, Jonathan Haidt's book, The Anxious Generation, came out a number of years ago. People are starting to realize we've had a bit of an experiment on our children without realizing what we're doing.
Yeah.
And more parents are trying to have a screen-free home.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're very attracted to what
we're doing. Yeah, because it has to be supported by parents, doesn't it?
Look, if we had no screens at home and then they spent 5 hours at home every night, then it just wouldn't work.
It's funny you talk about this, Kenneth, because I'm in the throes of this. We've got a little preppy at home.
Mm.
And so having these discussions with parents at pickup of an afternoon about, you know, technology, how you're using it or not using it, it seems to be that there is that pushback right now of these parents of the current generation who are going through schools, and that there is power in numbers. We're sort of Absolutely. Saying, well, if you take that approach, I can too, and then that power can actually build from there.
Yeah, in fact, I do encourage our parents to talk to schools. That schools are in an interesting situation where they've invested a lot of money in tech, and now to turn that tide around, they're going to need a lot of convincing that it's worth doing that because so much investment's gone in there. Schools are still marketing tech in prep and one and two as if it's a good thing, but I think the tide is changing.
Now, we've got a text on the screen, and this is interesting. I know you're dealing firstly with the little ones, but this person on the screen says, I'm curious how the low tech is working with the cross-curriculum requirements for digital literacy.
Yeah, I mean, the cross-curriculum priorities and requirements, they're there all of the time. It doesn't mean that it needs to be incorporated all of the time in every subject. The way that we like to think about technology is that we learn about technology, but we don't learn always with technology. And the truth is, just because you can type something on a laptop doesn't mean it would be better to do that than use handwriting.
Are some of the kids going to be at a disadvantage? I mean, you look at it in a social setting as they're getting older and they haven't started with tech, but then some others have. What about that?
Yeah. When they get older, there will be more technology.
Yeah.
It will be limited. There's appropriate times to do it. They've got to learn technology. It's part of our life. It's part of our world. We need to do it. But it's really about not bringing it into classes where it doesn't belong and not just thinking everything should be on it. And the other thing is, if you think about your use of technology, if you didn't grow up with tech, look at you guys. I can see all the technology in this room.
Look at all these buttons I have here. But I've still got a lot of paper too.
Yeah, I know. It's great to see. But the truth is that we actually learn it, and technology, as it improves, gets more intuitive, not less. Yeah. Everyone says, you have to train people to use AI. But no one using AI right now was trained to use AI. Yeah. It is relatively intuitive. Yeah. You need to give some basic skills, but you don't need to spend all day doing it.
It's going to be really interesting to follow the journey of this school. First year 2026 as it expands and on this low-tech mantra. Kenneth, really good of you to join us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Kenneth Crowther, the principal of St. John Henry Newman College in Tarragindi.